right. We're going to finish the show with a man, one of my favourite broadcasters, one of my favourite New Zealanders, actually, PJ Montgomery. PJ, it was on this day in 1995 that you came out with the immortal, the America's Cup is now New Zealand's Cup. Great to have you on the country, and I know you're a listener to the best of the country on a Saturday morning now that we're in Auckland.
Yep, and it's a very good decision by the program people to have the country between 6 and 7. It brings a completely different perspective to city folk that they wouldn't if they don't regularly listen to you Monday to Friday, and it's great.
I'll take that compliment, PJ. Thanks, mate.
No, I forced his hand, PJ. He's claiming all the glory there. We'll get rid of referee maybe. He's got to concentrating on assistant refereeing. You were down here a number of years ago. You were at a guest. You were a guest speaker at a client function we were running here at NZME before a rugby test, and then we had a few in the box, as you do, and we were going back in for a wee nightcap in the Octagon, and we were in the taxi, and the old taxi driver picked up on who you were, and he said to you, "Mr. Montgomery, would you please just do it for me one more time?" And you did.
And that happens regularly in all sorts of places. I was in Waiheo Bay a couple of years ago, and some people, about 2 hours past Opotiki on the way to East Cape, and all sorts of places it pops up, even this year at various times. I might be minding my own business in a restaurant or somewhere, and people will come up and say, "Will you say it one more time?" So often I say, "The America's Cup is now," and hopefully they know the rest.
How long did it take you to decide on that catchphrase?
Well, it really came in the final leg because when I woke up early that morning on the 13th of May, it was Saturday the 13th of May 1995 in San Diego. It was actually Sunday the 14th of May, Mother's Day, here in New Zealand. And I was really thinking this could be a big day for New Zealand based on the dominance of the first four races and how comfortable NZL32 had won the races. So I wanted to scribble down some key points, such as when I first went to the America's Cup back in 1980, it was impossible for New Zealand financially, the technology, the experience to even take on winning the America's Cup. That all changed in 1983 when Australia won it. Tell any red-blooded New Zealander, if an Aussie can do it, well, so can Kiwis. And so things changed dramatically from there, and then of course, Michael Fay in 1987 changed it. And I was really trying to get the history of how New Zealand got involved in the previous build-up campaigns, and then the very good campaigns, notably won Australia in 1995.
Hey, PJ, look, sorry, I'm going to have to interrupt you in full flow there because we're running out of time, but okay. just to sign us off from the show, can you do it one more time all these years on? Here we go.
Here we are, 27 years on, and still the America's Cup is now New Zealand's Cup.
Legend, Peter Montgomery, wrapping the country.